On the seventh day, God rested. In 1984, Walter Mondale won the race of Missouri. Today, it is episode 14 of the Hank Lazard Show. Plug in your iPod and sit next to your phone. You're about to experience the most versatile podgram on the Potternet. Don't be a one scooper. Listen to Hank Lazard. Hank Lazard is the award-winning performer who's the former star of Ventriloquism Karaoke, former co-host of the famous Ashtray, former host of the Teenage Robot, future best-selling author of two books, and current host of the Hank Lazard Show podcast. Hank Lazard performs live in more than one state. You can listen to his podcast if you refuse to ride a bus. And now here he is, the host of the Hank Lazard Show podcast. Fasten your safety belts. Just kidding. Have you beat your coach today? Here he is live. Here is Hank Lazard.
I'm Hank Lazard. Thanks. Old business.
What? No, this is summary. Do the summary first. This is going to take forever.
I guess I second that nomination.
This is going to be a 60-minute show. Just summarize. We'll get to that later.
Yeah, on tonight's show. Yeah, Hank Lazard's weather report. You're getting to know Hank Lazard, celebrity bingo and soap opera. What time is it, Pauline?
All right, it is... what is it? 1:18 a.m. Welcome to the Hank Lazard Show podcast. Today is Saturday, January 14th, 2006.
Well, actually, technically, Sunday.
No.
It's 1:18 in the morning.
Oh.
It is
Saturday. It's Sunday.
It's Sunday.
I thought it was Friday. What happened? Oh, okay. It's, wait, is today the 14th?
No, it's the 15th.
Okay, it's the 15th. So I made two errors, and it ended up like they didn't cancel each other out, but they made each other both severely wrong. All right, we're recording in the United States in Birmingham, Alabama. At 10th Place South, Rodney's apartment. Be sure to visit Hank's website, www.hanklazard.com. Listen to old shows. Find out where Hank is performing. Win fabulous prizes. Listen to Hank's jokes or read Hank's jokes, etc. Send Hank an email at hanklazard@hanklazard.com. And call Hank at 205-583-4624. I believe that number still works. We'll try to clear up some space on the answering machine. All right. Should we go ahead and get to roll call?
Yeah, I nominate roll call.
All right. Let's do roll call, and then should we do old business after roll call and then explain what's going on?
A second.
Yeah, Raleigh.
Yeah.
Try to shorten this show up.
Why did the chicken cross the road?
Hank Lazard!
Alright, is Hank here? Hank, just roll call, we'll get to... we already have three things that we need to get to. Hank!
Hank!
Alright, Jason, I'm here. Rodney?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, we'll go around. Megan?
Here.
All right, Crystal?
Here.
Mark?
Here.
All right, Vicky Delaney, our consultant, is not here. Vicky Delaney, the sock puppet. I fear I fear what the lack of Vicky Delaney the sock puppet means. Joe Besser the frog puppet.
It's someone crazy meatball.
Oh, what? Debbie, is Debbie around tonight?
This is Debbie.
Oh, great. What? I mean, it's 2006. Why is Debbie still hanging around this podcast?
Why are you still around?
What is she expecting?
I'm trying to reach Beth.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That makes sense. All right. Now, what do we need to explain here? First of all,
hey, Jolly.
Hey, Jolly.
Hey, Hank.
What's Monday, Jolly?
Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday.
Oh, come on over. It's a holiday tradition.
I thought it was Christmas.
Hank Lazard.
Oh, it's a holiday tradition.
All right. Okay, quickly. Let's get this. There's no way this is going to be 22 minutes. All right. Now, Ronnie, you suggested that we bring up some old business tonight.
Yes.
And that got tied in with the rules. What is that called?
Robert's Rules to Order.
Yeah, I second that nomination of Roberts and Raleigh.
All right. Now you put the vote to the floor. All in favor of old business?
Aye.
And unanimous. All right. Old businesses, all right, so this is 2006. Agreed, it's pretty agreed there. But yep. 2005, we forgot to get to this in our last few podcasts of 2005, but the word of the year for 2005 was the word podcast.
That's true, we didn't mention that.
We're on the bottom floor. We're going up. We're on the bottom floor going up, Hank.
Yeah, old news, Raleigh, 2005.
Yeah, that's what it's on old business.
Word of the year, 2006. Hanker.
It's not a word.
Well, also, I just realized something today, that podcast is supposed to rhyme with broadcast, but I just realized that. Broadcast. But I always say broadcast. I say broad differently. Broad, you know. So broadcast is not broadcast.
I think that's just a coincidence, though. No. Because they've used webcast. I think it's any type of cast.
Yeah,
I think it's just a coincidence.
No, it's not. Because you don't use pods at all in this podcast. And I think that's the reason why they did it, to make it rhyme with broadcast.
Yeah, thanks for reminding me, Raleigh. What is black and white and red?
What is black and white and red?
Hank Lazard!
Alright, let's go to... No. Alright, Hank Lazard's weather report. Hank, what is this? Alright, should we bypass doing when it is? Because we don't know when the pod's going to go up, so we don't know when this weather report's going to go. Maybe it's going to rain.
Yeah, I thought I'd go to the grocery store.
Oh, at the Bruno's in Mountain Brook? Or Winn-Dixie in Mountain Brook? Were you two met? As I read on the biography.
Oh, yeah.
Great Pico.
Yeah, we didn't do web updates, but... excuse me, there's no web updates. God, I've been sick for a week. We should explain that next Monday is Martin Luther King Day. Who knows when this is going to go up? Because we're a podcast behind as far as putting them up. And our New Year's podcast, I guess, is going to go up sometime this weekend. Or tonight, I guess. But, yeah. All right. Let's get this going. Getting to know Hank Lazard. All right. Does anybody have anything for getting to know Hank Lazard?
I second the nomination.
Yeah. All in favor, Hank.
Rodney.
Please stop this. All right, we already got old business out of the way. From now on, it's all new business. And getting to know Hank Lazard is... Wait, did you have a laugh that you wanted to try out?
Oh, it's been tried out. You don't have the headphones on.
I don't have the headphones on, so I don't know what's going on.
Oh, you've got a rude awakening coming.
All right, wait, let's bump up this resolution update. Because, what, you wanted to use this throughout the whole thing?
Yeah, update on the New Year's resolutions.
All right.
Raleigh?
Yeah?
Yeah, music, Raleigh, remember?
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, remember last show, Raleigh?
It's not uploading.
New Year's resolutions on New Year's Day.
Hank Lazard. Yep. I remember the resolution that I'm supposed to have more music.
Okay, let's hear it, Raleigh.
Well, you don't have headphones on, so whatever. I can play. All right, let's play some music. Here we go. I'm going to play something.
This was good music.
Yeah, so, it's a great new song that I recorded for the show.
Sounds very similar to the episode. Buried Treasure music. But, yeah, what's the deal with that Buried Treasure? Last time, well, Ronnie, you saw Hank looking at a map of South Carolina.
Yeah, we didn't get that to the last podcast.
No, we didn't even bring that up.
Yeah, well, at the New Year's Eve bonanza or whatever, where Hank Lazard performed, New Year's Eve Hank...
Hank Lazard.
So after the show, he was sitting in the back of my car, looking at a map of South Carolina.
Is Buried Treasure coming back?
Yeah. What?
Is Hank Lazard's Buried Treasure? Are you going to bury something? I can't believe we're going through this again. All right, let's just hope nothing ever comes of that. I sort of cheated on this, but I had Rodney hit...
Yeah, your sound effects, Pauline!
Yeah, I know. So we have a new sound effect for you, which are you going to use? What is it? It's the telegraph, sort of. All right.
Hit it?
Yeah, how long does this go?
Frogs have no ribs.
Frogs have no ribs.
All right, so are all of these... I got this book, Ronnie, for Christmas that Hank has been reading. It's a bathroom reader, and it just has a bunch of facts in it.
Yeah.
And I've had to put up with this Hank's just in the past 3 days. I think frogs do have ribs, but that's something altogether.
Yeah, where's that tape, Pauline?
All right, I don't have. Well, wait, let's bring this up, or refresh everybody. Or was this even the New Year's resolution?
Yes, yeah, step one.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, obtain tapes of the People's Choice Awards. Step two, sell it on eBay. Step three, revenue.
That's right.
All
right,
yeah. And
Jolly was supposed to...
Jolly, revenue, Jolly. Pauline, give Jolly your tape.
All right. I taped it, but I don't have it.
Yeah, Raleigh, give Jolly your tape.
All right, here, I'm going to hand it to Jason.
All right. So, we in theory have two... Now, is this the People's Choice Awards, Rodney?
No. It's close, though.
It's going to bring in revenue, though, right?
Yeah, what's the content there?
Starman, Martin's Day, and DC Cal. Or Cab. It could be Cab. DZ something.
Yeah, I think that's sort of like the People's Choice Awards.
So that's wrestling? Like no. Wrestling tapes?
No, no, I have no idea what that is.
Oh. Like Starman the movie with Jeff Bridges?
I guess. I mean, it's handwritten and then it's typed on the side.
You get
that's cool.
Close enough, Charlie. eBay revenue.
Right, right.
Where's your tape, Charlie? People's Choice tape. Last week you said you taped the People's Choice Awards.
I don't really remember that. I don't remember. Did we talk last week? Did we talk?
Yeah, last week. New Year's Day.
Hank Lazard.
All right. Jacob was here last week. And Mark is here this week, so they're...
Jolly was here last week. We handshaked, and Jolly's New Year's resolution is revenue.
Yeah, we know that, but... All right. Excuse me. I've been sick. I haven't been sick, but... I think that's why I'm choking. All right. Maybe there is more smoke. Is there more smoke in here than usual?
No, I haven't seen it.
Maybe it's Crystal. Crystal's smoking 5 cigarettes at once.
Who's that?
That's Crystal. You've been here before, haven't you?
I don't think. Well,
yeah.
I don't think I've ever talked to Hank, though. But that was...
She was here for the clip show.
Yes, Darla, smoking causes cancer.
I know that.
What
is
smoking?
Your book?
What smoking causes cancer?
What?
What?
Starting smoking?
Candy. Cap-cow-er.
Oh, so that was... Yeah, okay.
All right. Okay, Hank. What's next here?
Are we scrapping getting to know Hank Lazard? Does anybody have any questions?
Yeah, I don't think. I think we've already moved to beyond that.
Oh, questions. Questions.
Yeah, Hank's Justin.
Hold on.
Hank's Justin. 13 deaths per year. Caused by vending machines falling on people.
Yeah, I know about that. And world bowlers are the world's smartest athletes.
Oh, this is okay. New year. All right, Megan, did you have a question for Hank Lazard?
Well, I did send Hank an email, so hopefully he'll get that by the next Potter.
Yeah, dear Hank. Big fan, love Molly. got your email, Molly.
Yay.
Thanks.
No problem, Hank. But my other question was, is it just pure coincidence that Raleigh, Molly, and Jolly all rhyme, but Pauline does not, or is that planned out for a reason?
Guess you'll have to ask your mom, Molly.
Okay, Hank. Well, thanks.
Pauline.
Yeah, we know everybody's names.
Cancer.
That's not her name. All right, that's...
Yes, indeed, right, Debbie.
All right, wait, what? We have another question.
I had a question for Hank. This is Crystal, okay. Hank. My question is, how old are you?
Oh.
Yeah, episode 10, Kerrigan.
And episode 4.
Obviously, I'm not a big fan.
Hank Lazard was born in 1968. I am 37 years old.
What month was Hank born
though? I don't know.
January.
Oh, when
it's your birthday.
Yeah.
January 15th. Happy
Everybody.
Surprise.
Hank Lazard.
So now you're 38.
Yeah, that's next year, Molly.
This is going very slowly.
Yeah, Hank's Justin. Yep. Red Barf is scared of ice cream.
Oh,
that is not in this book.
Yeah, page 2. Pauline.
Why am I looking it up? All right.
Man, he shouldn't play in Green Bay anymore. <All right. laughs> Oh,
what does that mean?
Because of all the snow.
Oh, ice cream is still made out of snow.
That's still.
Yeah, get one, Raleigh.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to try to do Celebrity Bingo. We're going to get new celebrities, but we didn't have new celebrities. And plus, we haven't listened to last week's podcast, so we have no idea how long that dragged out. But we're going to do it again. All right, everybody get their bingo card.
I don't know. I wasn't here for... I mean, is this kind of self-explanatory?
Yes. Yes, right. It is.
Good.
Yeah, pretty self-explanatory.
All right.
All right, pass those bingo cards around. And everybody grab some chips. And hopefully we'll do this quickly. Now you can play along with home. At home, there's from the main Hank Lazard page.
Oh, shoot!
Excuse me. If you click on Play Celebrity Bingo, you'll go to a bingo card. If you happen to win and beat everybody in the studio, which probably happened that last week because nobody really got going.
All right, hold on. How many cards do we have here?
I think 4. So, Rodney, you play. No, Mark and Crystal, you play. All right, and then Hank.
Hank will read the...
Yeah, why don't you read the names this week?
I got the same card as last week.
I'll just switch it with somebody. Are you sure it's the same card?
Yes.
There's a lot of repeated celebrities on you.
Yeah.
All right, so this is how it goes. Hank, I'd ask you to explain it, but...
You say bingo, then get a prize from the Hank Lazard's prize bucket.
Speaking of the prize bucket, right, the prize you owe me a prize.
Yeah, the prize bucket.
Yeah, give Raleigh a prize out of the prize bucket, Pauline.
All right, the prize bucket, A, does not exist, and B, we don't have it here. So maybe next week we'll have... Now, I'll supply the bucket if you supply the prizes.
Jolly one, too.
Yeah, that's not how the prize bucket works, Pauline.
All right, I don't know how the prize bucket works. Okay, now, part of Celebrity Bingo is you have to be able to figure out who the celebrities are on the card, all right? So we'll say the name, give a brief explanation of what the picture looks like, because, Hank, you drew all of these.
Yes.
Also, well, I guess this related story to Internet Celebrity Bingo is what we spent the night doing. Jason, Jolly, and I. So we'll talk about that after the bingo.
We'll touch on that.
We'll touch on that. I don't know why you weren't there, Hank.
Teddy Roosevelt. He has glasses and a mustache.
Well, you're telling everyone.
Oh, yeah. Well, I want to speed this along. Last week was when you guessed. All right. Teddy Roosevelt.
Yeah, does anybody have bingo?
You can't get it after one. You need at least 3 names. I can't even pull these out. Ben Affleck. I don't know if we had him last week.
Yeah, we did.
Or is that what gave everybody bingo?
Yes, he was the bingo.
Yeah, good one, Pauline.
That wasn't a joke.
Yeah. Why did Ben Affleck give Gwyneth Paltrow bingo?
Why
Hank
did?
Tony Danza is a little tricky. He has sort of a big nose.
He's the boss.
What?
Anybody have bingo?
Nope.
C. Why don't you take this out? C. It's a blank piece of paper that says C.
No, I got C. Bingo. No.
Yeah,
That's a G. Okay.
Yeah. All right, Milton McGregor. We established last week he's a fat gentleman, owner of the BRC. He has a halo around his head.
Also, we should get to Milton McGregor when we touch on our evening of
our
fun.
Our trip to the BRC.
Yes.
All right. I'm going to just read these in order. Andre Agassi. He is wearing a headband, and it looks like he has a ponytail, but it's actually his long hair. It's long hair Andre Agassi. Oh. All right. No, nobody yet. Okay. Raleigh.
Bingo.
Where?
Yeah. Congratulations, Molly and Raleigh.
All right, Raleigh, Rodney has a beard.
Bingo. Oh, no, it's a triple bingo.
Boy,
again.
Man, a triple bingo again.
Right. Get 3 prizes from the prize bucket, Pauline.
I'm keeping track. Right, you owe me bucket. 2 prizes, Hank.
All right, so if you're at home and you're playing online and you got bingo, send Hank an email. He owes you a prize out of the prize bucket. All right. So let's go ahead and... get to this.
Yeah, hey, Raleigh.
Hey, Hank.
Yeah, do you like Pepsi?
I liked Pepsi about 16 minutes ago.
Yeah, what's the deal, Hank? In 10 minutes, you sort of got lost or something.
Hey, I do not second the nomination of liking Pepsi. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll second that.
Oh.
Yeah, Pepsi. Did you know... Pepsi is sometimes on sale.
Really?
Have you run out of things
to say? Oh, no. Actually, I've got an interesting fact that I've heard about Pepsi here. Pepsi is not...
Yeah, thanks for reminding me, Raleigh.
Thanks for reminding you what?
Get the word Bible comes from the Greek Biblos meaning book.
That actually sounds about right.
That was straight out of the book.
Straight out of the Biblos.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, you were saying, Rodney.
Oh, yes. So, all right. Keeping with the New Year's resolutions of revenue and Pepsi here, all right, this is I've heard that Pepsi is not allowed inside the city of Atlanta.
Because of the Coke thing.
Because Coke owns Atlanta. So I'm thinking what we do. Step one, buy Pepsi. Step two.
Sounds like a good plan.
Go to Atlanta. Step three, revenue.
Yeah, write that down, Jolly.
50 for you,
I'm
50
on it.
For me.
Good one, Raleigh. 50 for you, 50 for Jolly, 50 for Hank Lazard.
Oh, wow.
Raleigh.
Yeah?
What has 4 legs but does not walk? Hank Lazard.
Alright, what?
You Hank my Hank.
No, Raleigh, that's another contest.
Oh, okay. This is a contest.
Alright, what? Yeah, what?
Yeah, step one. Establish Hank Lazard as the punchline to popular riddles. Step two. People say the name Hank Lazard more often.
And step three.
Yeah, step three, revenue.
Yes.
Write it down, Jolly.
I got it. I'm writing it down.
Oh. All right, are we ready to do... we went to the Birmingham race course tonight.
Yes. Revenue, that's revenue.
Yeah, 20 times 5 divided by 2 plus 2%.
So that means I owe you three cents.
Yeah, nobody won. Did anybody win? We won at times, but nobody was up overall.
Yeah, we won at times.
I lost overall $2, $3 counting that cup of coffee that I bought.
Yeah, that coffee's a sucker bet, Raleigh.
It was only 85 cents. The other 15 cents are in my pocket.
Yeah, I lost like $6 and
I almost got the cents.
I've been on the wrong race.
Super trifecta.
Starting out.
Yeah.
All right.
So why weren't you there to help us out? Like, we saw Quincy's. Quincy's is shut down.
Yeah, the internet sweepstakes, because the results are predetermined, is not gambling.
Well, that's not what we saw today.
Yeah, that place was a ghost town. Why don't you try to tell the sheriff about that?
Yeah, there.
How many Mike Hales does it take to screw in a light bulb?
How many is
Keep
that?
That's not popular. All right. Soap opera. That's good. Let's just do soap opera and get it over with. 30 minutes.
All right. Soap this opera up.
All right.
All right. Previously on soap opera.
Previously. All right. There's no previously. Hang. Previously on soap opera. Tonight, a mysterious guest introduces himself. Or does he? Tony Fontaine, and Tony Fontaine are sitting at a table.
So, we probably should not eat that pie anymore.
A mysterious guest appears.
Hello.
Everybody, drop your telephone. It is my dead father, Tony Fontaine.
Whoa. 5 to 7 seconds ago, we were just sitting here.
My name is Donald Fontaine.
Of course, Donald Fontaine is my dead father's brother. When I was a child, we called him Uncle Donald Fontaine.
5 to 7 seconds ago, we thought Tony Fontaine's father, Tony Fontaine, had some bat from the dead.
10 to 14 seconds ago, we were just sitting here.
Buttercups. This is really tough. Buttercups. I better. Buttercups. I better turn in my Palm Pilot for an autopilot. Let me get somebody else's script here. Buttercups, I better turn in my Palm Pilot for an odd arm pilot.
What is it? We were running out of ink, Hank, so these aren't very good.
Yeah, arm pilot, Raleigh.
Well, Buttercups, I better
I
better turn in my Palm Pilot for an arm pilot. Tap a dapple dapple.
Where did you come from, Donald Fontaine?
I got back from Europe, and I have a disease. The disease is amnesia.
Amnesia is that disease where you forget things.
Why is that dog talking?
I hope it isn't highly contagious.
Yes! But I can't remember why I'm wearing this space helmet.
That disease sounds worse than diarrhea.
It is. For example, one time I forgot I had diarrhea.
Next week on Stop Opera, will Donald Fontaine rally the troops to a Super Bowl win? You've outdone yourself this week, Hank.
All right, anything else?
Yeah, everyone should be sure to stay home on Monday and hang through Hank at HankLazar.com.
That's it.